Welcome to America's Cannabis Conversation, heard every Saturday at 4:20 p.m. online at americascannabisconversation.com. We're part of the W420 Radio Network, and each week we provide you with information, education, and insight into the exploding medical and recreational cannabis industry. You'll hear from industry leaders, elected officials, local experts, detractors, and more. Learn how to build your own cannabis business, how to grow the product, what's legal, and where it's legal. Tune in each week to hear updates from the National Cannabis Industry Association in Washington, tips on investing in cannabis markets, personal success stories, and more. It's now time to join America's Cannabis Conversation. And here's your host, Dan Perkins.
Thank you, Patrick Combs, for that introduction. This is Dan Perkins, your host and co-creator of America's Cannabis Conversation. Before we introduce our first guest, I want to take a moment to tell you why we started this groundbreaking network and show. Hundreds of thousands of people who work in the cannabis industry trying to help people are not permitted to tell their story on the public airways of radio and TV. In spite of these restrictions, the American cannabis industry is growing at about 35% per year and accelerating. As you listen to this show from time to time, you will hear real people telling their story of how cannabis helped them, or business people who grew their business. When I started talking to people in the exploding cannabis business and telling them what we were trying to do, I heard this common question: when can you help me? Well, starting today, we are going to give you a voice. We promise to do our best to bring you a high-value, entertaining program. We want from you what you want from your customers. Come back for more. And now, let's meet our first guest.
Welcome to our inaugural show. And we're having as our first guest a gentleman that I've had an opportunity to spend quite a few times talking to over the last month or so, Justin Carapenton. And he is a dynamic individual, very much involved in the cannabis industry. One of the reasons why I wanted you on the show, among many, is that I wanted you to speak to the challenges when you started and got involved with your first dispensary. What was it like? What were the frustrations, the trials and tribulations that you went through to launch yourself into a multifaceted, very, very successful career?
A very good question, Dan. The trials and tribulations in 2007, 2008, owning a dispensary was very, very difficult to deal with, because you had one issue was the local police department. Then you had the federal government. That was another issue. So constantly you were living in an environment of fear.
What does cannabis look like as a business model for you going forward?
Very exciting in all levels. I mean, you're talking prohibition all over again in 2019. Some of the alcohol companies are heavily investing right now in cannabis. It's market share. And you're having a lot of people that are converting from whether using opiates or whether using alcohol or whether using other drugs are really converting over into cannabis. Cannabis is, in a way, becoming a very therapeutic way of kind of relieving yourself away from other opiates or any other addiction. So cannabis, you know, they used to say that cannabis then was a gateway drug. I still till this day believe that cannabis is the gatekeeper drug. I think it's the one that doesn't make you go to hardcore stuff.
This is Dan Perkins, your host of the Americans Cannabis Conversation, a new program, and we're dealing with right now the legislative piece. We have a regular contributor, Morgan Fox, who is with the National Cannabis Industry Association.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you. I've invited Morgan to be on the show on a regular basis, and today we want to talk about two specific things in the regulatory environment. One, the recent legislation passed by the Illinois legislature enabling cannabis to be sold. And two, which Morgan said to me he was very interested in talking about, is what's going on in the Congress relative to the banking laws.
Friday before last, Illinois became the 11th state to approve adult use cannabis regulation, legalization, as well as to regulate the substance somewhat similarly to alcohol. So that's certainly a positive. But it's one thing that this bill does that really no other cannabis bill has done before at the state level is that it automatically expunges the criminal records for anyone who was arrested for amounts of cannabis that are now legal under the law, so anything under 30 grams. And that's somewhere around 800,000 convictions that are just going to be wiped from the books now, which will make it a lot easier for people to be able to get education, find employment and places of residency, and all the other things that are damaged by having a criminal record related to cannabis. The bill also allows for community reinvestment and takes a number of steps to ensure that the people most harmed by prohibition are able to have access to the industry and get in on the ground floor in Illinois. So overall, it's a very positive bill. And I think that really the most important thing, if you look at it from a national perspective, is that this is the first time that any state legislature has approved a cannabis regulation bill. Every other state that has done so has done it via the ballot initiative process, with the exception of Vermont, which only legalized possession and limited home cultivation. They didn't actually do any sort of regulatory work.
We have an incredibly important guest with us. Mike
Sermaitis. Yeah, it's a mouthful. That's why everybody calls me Big Mike, because it's a lot easier to say than my last name.
I appreciate that, and I thank you. And I want to know where Big Mike came from. But it's important for our audience to understand that you are one of the pioneers. You're one of the people in this country who was a spearhead behind the evolution of the cannabis industry in the United States. And everybody that I talk to knows Big Mike. And so I have to ask you, Big Mike, first of all, where did Big Mike come from?
Well, I was born in, my father was Latvian. My mother was Estonian. They've since passed away. I have Estonian citizenship. However, I was born in Portland, Oregon, raised in good old America, grew up in the Midwest, and went to California, then went to Canada for about 9 years and came back to the States, and here I am.
And why do they call you Big Mike?
Because I'm 6'7".
Whoa! I guess
you are
a big guy.
Yeah. I said, do you think we can get a license to study cannabis here in Bulgaria? And the lead scientist said, absolutely, I know how to do that. And they would be very, you know, interested in supplying a license for us. We had to go through six ministries. So, you know, I've got 25 PhDs for the last 15 years that have been studying cannabis and cannabinoid and terpenoid research at a very, very serious level. And so that research led me to keep improving the products to where they are today. And it's the number one, you know, cannabis fertilizer brand in the world. We're in 103 countries and do over 100 million a year. And now we're getting big into the future of cannabis is really going to be a recombinant product. So whether you're in London or Tokyo or Los Angeles, that product's going to be exactly the same. And to do that, you have to be able to separate out the different constituents that make up the 529 chemicals that make up cannabis, and then recombine them in a lab environment to make sure that that product doesn't have any kind of pesticides or any kind of mycotoxins in it or heavy metals, and that is absolutely safe for the patient to use. Because the way I look at it, everybody who uses some form of cannabis or another is a patient, because they're trying to relieve something or take their stress away or anxiety.
Big Mike, and one of the challenges I think for the cannabis industry is that they've gotten a bad rap. But you did so well in just a moment ago when you were talking about standardization and process. And I think there are a lot of people, probably not properly informed, but a lot of people who think that there's no consistency to product, there aren't any measurement standards, and you never know whether you're going to get too much or not enough. And so what's happening in terms of standardization?
Well, Dan, that's a great question, because now with the laws in place from state to state, the product that people are putting out on the marketplace is being laboratory tested and checked out. And you're exactly right. You know, 40 to 50 years of propaganda that we've had, negative propaganda, has you know, filled up people's minds with a lot of stuff.
Mike, let's talk about where do you see this industry going?
Wow. Well, right now there's a lot of people getting into the industry. There's probably, it'd be safe to say, 20,000 brands probably out there right now across America, and there's going to be a consolidation like in any business. What I see going on right now is companies who are in the business who have very deep pockets are going negative to acquire patients and clients.
thank you for taking part in America's Cannabis Conversation. To hear this show in its entirety or to hear any of our archive shows, log on to americascannabisconversation.com and tune in next Saturday at 4:20 p.m. for the next installment of America's Cannabis Conversation.
America's Cannabis Conversation, W420radio.network.